Mother!
The Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations. In every plan, there is always allowed a margin for error. In any day with Henry Aldrich in it, there is always a margin for error or excitement or mischief or anything else. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room.
But, Mother, you don't see my point of view.
Dear, that's the trouble. I do see your point of view, but I don't think you're trying to see mine.
Yes, I try very hard to see your point. Just can't see it.
In the first place, Kathleen will misunderstand the whole thing.
Why should she misunderstand? Look, Mother, why don't you try to see it from my point of view?
Henry, I realize you want to give Kathleen something nice for her birthday, but this... Henry, I still say you're entirely too young.
Too young, Mother? To spend $12.50 that I earned? Don't you see my point of view?
Dear, for the last time, when a young man gives a young lady an expensive piece of jewelry, it usually carries some meaning with it.
What meaning? You mean she'd be insulted because it's not gold?
I mean, dear, I think you should take it back to the jewelry store where you bought it and get something else.
Mother, they have anything else in there but jewelry, except an electric percolator. And don't you think if I gave her a thing like that, she'd really misunderstand?
You with a hat on.
Gee whiz, I've been calling you for 3 blocks. Do you mind if I walk along with you?
No.
I hear this is your birthday. Many happy returns.
Thank you. How did you know about it?
I even happen to know one of the presents you're going to get.
You do?
Yeah, but I can't tell you.
How do you happen to know so much about it?
I've got ears.
Who's giving it to me?
I can't tell you that either. I'm sworn to secrecy. Did you know you're 2 months older than Henry? Yeah, isn't that too bad? Maybe that's why he's buying you such a swell. I mean...
Is it Henry that's giving me something?
Yes. And I don't think it'll be too big for your wrist. I mean...
It's for my wrist?
Gee whiz, now I've gone and told you the whole thing.
Well, I haven't the slightest idea what it is, though.
Sure you have. You just said yourself it was a bracelet.
I did?
Sure. I'll bet you even know what kind it is. It's a silver bracelet and it has it with a key.
One of those, Homer? Well, I saw one in a store just the other day. Homer, is he really giving me one of those bracelets?
Yeah, but when you open the package, Kathleen, be surprised. Fall right over.
Hello, Sam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you, Alice, but I still don't see what you're worrying about.
Of course you don't, dear. You're a man. But Sam, suppose Kathleen is crazy about Henry, and he gives her that very expensive bracelet. There's only one thing she can think.
What?
Sam, you're simply being perverse. I've just been talking with Harriet, and she agrees entirely with me.
Alice, right this minute, I'm busy. Can you call me back in half an hour?
What isn't clear about it?
That isn't what I mean. I'm in a conference right now, and I haven't time to discuss Kathleen Anderson's birthday.
Very well, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now then, Mr. Roberts, I'm sorry we were interrupted.
Mr. Aldrich, what I want granted is a complete right of way.
I agree, but I think they should give you something. They should give a girl a piece of jewelry.
You mean besides my wife?
Well, let me put it this way. Have you any children?
No, sir. I'm sorry to say we haven't.
There's nothing for you to be sorry about. You should be glad you don't have any children.
Well, what's your problem?
We have a son in high school, see? And he's apparently planned to give some girl... She's a very nice girl. I'll pay that for him. An expensive bracelet.
Yes? Diamonds?
Diamonds? No, I don't think he went as far as diamonds. At any rate, it costs around $12.
And you feel he ought to give her something better?
No, Mrs. Aldrich feels it's too much. Oh, that is, in proportion to... Well, now, getting back to that right of way.
Oh, yes, yes. When you drop the papers, Mr. Aldrich, I want it made clear in the first paragraph that... Just what is it that's troubling you?
I don't know. Do you think a girl would assume she would engage if she received a bracelet?
Why would she?
That's exactly what I told my wife. As long as Henry earned the money himself, where do women get these ideas?
Well, getting back to that right away, Mr. Aldrich.
But Mother, I don't think you even try to see my point of view.
Kathleen, for the last time, I think you've been making a great mistake.
But, Mother, it's just an innocent bracelet with a padlock the shape of a heart. And I've always had my heart set on one.
Well, dear, perhaps someday your father and I will give you one.
But coming from Henry, it means so much more.
That's just the point.
Mother, where are you going?
I'm going in the living room and have a talk with your father.
And if he says it's all right for me to accept it, may I?
That's a very foolish question, dear, because you know very well your father's going to say no.
Betty, I'm going to say no to what?
Bob, do you know what Kathleen just told me? Henry's coming over here this evening to give her a very expensive silver bracelet.
Yeah, I wonder where he got the money.
Well, don't you realize we have to assume a little responsibility in raising our daughter?
There's nothing wrong with Kathleen. And besides, do you realize the front doorbell is ringing?
I'll go to the door. But, dear, I can't cook three meals a day for this family and make all the decisions, too.
Elizabeth, don't you think we ought to see the bracelet before we decide anything?
I'll see who's at the door, Mother. I'll see who it is.
Kathleen, have you been crying?
I haven't been crying. My goodness, my eyes are just tired.
Well, dear, dry those tears and go to the door.
Oh, hello, Homer.
Hi, Kathleen. Listen, I want to ask you something.
What about?
I've been worrying. If Agnes Lawson asks you what Henry gave you for your birthday, just say it was a padlock. Don't mention the fact that it was on a bracelet, will you?
Why not?
Well, she wants one, and I haven't got the money. Say, have you been crying?
Crying? Of course I haven't.
Oh. What is it, sunburn?
No, and would you mind going home, Homer?
Now?
Yes, please, just get on off this porch.
You mean I said something I shouldn't
have? I didn't say you said anything, only can't I be alone if I want to?
Where are you going, Henry? Henry, can't you tell me where you're going?
I told you, Homer, I'm going downtown here.
Oh. Are you upset about something? Henry, didn't you hear me? Are you upset about something? Where are you going?
Homer, will you please stop bumping into me? Jeebus, you're shoving me all over the sidewalk.
All right, Henry, all right, if you're not interested. I was just going to tell you something interesting.
What about?
About Kathleen, but never mind, that's all right.
What about Kathleen?
Don't you think she's sort of moody?
Who, Kathleen? Listen, Homer, Kathleen has one of the most cheerful dispositions of any girl I've ever known.
Well, sure, I agree with you. And then the next minute she can kick you right off her front porch.
Listen, let's have an understanding. Right here at this corner. Which way are you turning?
Which way are you?
I'm going right down the street here.
All right, I'll come along. Are you going to the Centerville Jewelry Store?
How do you know I am?
Gee whiz, I just recognized the package. What are you going in there for?
Never mind, never mind.
Are you taking Kathleen's bracelet in to have it engraved?
Listen, whoever told you I got her a bracelet?
I get around, Henry. And do you know where I could buy one for Agnes for less than $12 and a half?
Homer, for the last time, will you please run along? I'm going into the store.
Well, don't you want me to come in with you?
No, now go away. Go away, Homer.
You know, Henry, you're moodier than Kathleen.
And don't hang around outside that window.
Something I can do for you, young man?
Yes, sir. I want to have a little talk with you.
Yes, sir. You're the young fellow who bought that very beautiful silver hand-wrought bracelet.
Yes. Could we step back here a ways?
I beg your pardon?
Well, I brought this bracelet back because... Well, you see...
There's something wrong with it?
No, there isn't anything wrong with it. But when I got home, my mother... That is, she had some bad news for me.
You mean your mother doesn't want you to keep it?
Well, no, it isn't that. You see, my girl... You see, it's this way.
Doesn't she like it?
She hasn't even seen it.
Oh, she's gone away?
Why, in a way she has.
That bracelet will be a nice surprise for her. Here, I'll wrap it up and send it to her.
Oh, no, you can't do a thing like that.
Why not?
Why, it's too late. My mother says the way things are now, it wouldn't be right for me to give it to her.
Oh, she's marrying someone else, eh? Well, why not give her a wedding present?
A wedding present?
How about that percolator up there for $3 more?
Oh, no. I wouldn't want to give her a thing like that. I think I'd just like to get my money back.
Your money back? Well, before we do anything as rash as all that, have you seen these ladies' rings? They look just like diamonds, imported precious stones from Denver. And I challenge you to tell the difference between these and diamonds.
But couldn't I have my money back?
Will you have some celery, Ethel?
No, thank you, Gary. Now, what was it you started to tell me about Mr. Aldrich?
Well, I was in his office today, see? And his wife calls, and she's all upset.
They've got a boy in high school who wants to give his girl some kind of a piece of jewelry, and she doesn't think he should.
Well, I certainly agree with her.
You agree with her? What's wrong with a boy giving his girl a birthday present if he wants to?
That's because you've never had any children.
What do you mean, I've never had any children? You've never had any either.
But I'm a woman. And, Gary, it isn't necessary for you to point that celery at me.
I'm not pointing it at you. I just want to know what's wrong with a kid doing it. What's wrong with it?
It just isn't done, that's all.
Who said so? Who passed the law that says it isn't done?
Gary, in the first place, any present from a boy means a great deal to a girl, let alone jewelry.
Why should it mean anything?
Don't you remember on my 16th birthday when you gave me some handkerchiefs?
Handkerchiefs? What's that got to do with it?
Well, we got married, didn't we?
Is that what did it?
Gary, for the last time, stop shaking that celery in my face.
Oh, Mary.
What, Henry?
Could I speak to you for 1 minute? It's about something.
Only a second. What is it, Henry?
Well, look, could you keep something under your hat and not bother Mother about it?
I guess so. Didn't you pass in all your subjects this year?
Yes, sure. But I was downtown just now, and how would you like to buy a nice $12.50 bracelet? Cheap.
Why, Henry Aldrich, where did you get that?
Mary, don't wave it around like that. Listen, I'll sell it to you for $10.
I haven't got $10.
Have you got nine?
No.
No? How about $8?
Henry, I haven't got $8. I'm broke.
But, gee whiz. Well, look, as long as you can't buy it, Mary, do you see anything against my giving a thing like this as a present?
Why, Henry, that's awfully sweet of you.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. Give it back to me. I didn't mean it. I was just asking you a hypocritical question.
You mean you're taking it back?
Haven't you even got $7?
Henry?
Yes, Mother?
Will you please come here a minute?
Why? Yes, sure. In just a second. Here, Mary, hold this darn thing.
Henry, I want you to bring that bracelet right along with you.
You do? How did you... Look, Mother, I'm not disobeying you. I just thought maybe Mary would like to buy it and keep it in the family.
Dear, I thought you told me you returned that bracelet.
No, Mother. What I told you was I took it down to the jewelry store. But the fellow was so nice to me, he said I thought I was making a great mistake in not keeping it.
Did you tell him I said you were to get your money back?
Yes, sure. And he said you probably meant it very well, but he said you didn't know what was going on in the world.
He said what?
Gee, Mother, he said fellows give girl presents like that, like this one, every day in the year.
Henry, I want you to take that bracelet and go down to that jewelry store and get your money back at once.
And let him think our whole family's old-fashioned?
I don't care what he thinks. Now, please start.
Yes, Mother.
As a matter of fact, I think he took advantage of you.
Of me? How can anyone take advantage of me?
Alice!
Yes, Sam?
Mrs. Marshall was just on the phone. Have you been spreading Henry's problem all around town?
No, Sam. I give you my word I haven't even mentioned it to anyone except Harriet.
Well, will you give me $6 for it?
Do I have to pay you the whole $6 in cash?
You mean you want a little time on it? Gee, the stores are closing in an hour, Homer, and I've got to get Kathleen something for her birthday. I just can't.
Yeah. She may be pretty disappointed if she doesn't get this bracelet.
I haven't so much as mentioned it to her.
No, I know you haven't. You have a hunch, a very strong hunch, that this bracelet is what she's looking forward to getting.
Just this
one. For?
Agnes would be crazy about it, Homer.
I know, but...
You know what, but the second time, he said there won't be war. And even then they made a war. And even then they may not make them.
Why?
That isn't the point. He said within a year this bracelet will double in value.
It will.
Sure. And then if Agnes gets mad and gives it back to you, look at the profit you've made.
Alice?
Yes, Sam?
Did Henry get the bracelet thing settled?
Yes, dear, apparently he did. He said he's going back downtown in just a few minutes and see whether he can find a nice present for Kathleen for $4.
Yeah? I don't know but what I agree to that part of it. Although I still say the whole thing's a tempest in a teapot.
Now, Sam.
Alice, all the boys in town are apparently doing it. Didn't Henry tell you about Homer? He's giving Agnes a bracelet exactly like the one Henry was going to give Kathleen.
Really? And Homer's folks don't object?
No, Alice. Homer's father agreed with me. What's wrong with it?
Well, don't get Henry all upset again. He's come around to our point of view and taking the whole thing very nicely.
That's more than his Aunt Harriet did.
Just what was it she said when she phoned Sam?
She said she just discussed the whole thing with her bridge club, and they all agreed Henry shouldn't give Kathleen the bracelet.
Really?
And then I asked, did they take a standing vote on it, and she hung up. There she is right now. I bet anything that's Harriet calling back to say they're taking a recount on it.
You'd better let me take it, Sam. Hello?
Hello? Is this Mrs. Aldrich?
Yes.
This is Ethel Roberts.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Roberts. Hello.
Mrs. Aldrich, my husband was down at your husband's office this morning. I know you'll think it's none of my business, but Gary and I have just...
Really? What is it?
Well, we have some friends who have a boy, and they had exactly the same problem you have. He wanted to spend every cent he could make on a pair of earrings for some girl. And do you know how his parents swung him away from it?
How?
They sent him on a trip to the Canadian Rockies and hired a guide. And hired a guide that took him into the woods, and he didn't even see a girl for a month.
You don't say so.
And like any normal boy, when they came out, he'd forgotten all about the girl and was crazy about the guide.
Really?
And instead of earrings, he sent this girl a lovely deer's head with antlers.
Really?
Of course, you can't send Henry that far. The government doesn't want you to travel. But maybe Mr. Aldrich could find some thick woods near home here where he could forget?
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
That's quite all right. And do let me know how everything comes out.
Out of the woods?
Well, I suppose in one way that's where we all are in this.
Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who was that, Alice?
Somebody else, Sam, that was worrying about Henry. Now do you see how this town would have tossed if we'd let him go ahead?
Goodbye, Mother. I'm going downtown to see what I can find.
Just a minute, dear. Sam, how much would a nice deer's head cost?
A nice what?
I don't mean anything fancy. I mean...
A deer's head, Mother.
Yes, Henry.
You mean one of stone?
No, Sam, alive. Only stuffed.
Alice, what are you talking about?
My goodness, if that's somebody else trying to tell us how to...
If they can't suggest anything better than a deer's head, hang up.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Aldrich. Is Henry there?
Yes, Homer. He's right here by the phone.
Is that for me, Mother? Gee whiz. Hello?
Hello, Henry. My mother says it's all off.
What's that?
When I told her I was going to give Agnes that bracelet, she nearly hit the ceiling. And I won $3 back.
Oh, well, did you tell her what I told you to?
Sure, and she said if I give it to her, I'd be compromised for life.
Homer, she can't be that narrow-minded. Look at what you're doing to me.
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment. Right now it's intermission, and time for our intermission guest, the one and only Tommy Dorsey. Okay, Tommy. Thank you.
Now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldridge. Henry has been trying unsuccessfully to get his money back on a bracelet that he bought for Kathleen and that his mother felt would be misunderstood as a gift. The scene opens in Kathleen's living room.
But, Mother, I still don't understand your point of view.
Kathleen, your father and I were both several years older than you and Henry before he gave me anything. And even then, do you know what his first present was?
What?
It was simple and it was in good taste, but it was very nice.
What was it?
A leather-bound volume of poems by Lord Tennyson.
Lord Tennyson?
With gilt-edged pages. And that book meant more to me than anything I've ever owned.
Really?
And on the flyleaf he inscribed, "So many worlds, so much to do, so little done, such things to be."
But, Mother, the lock on the bracelet looks just like a padlock. You open it with a key.
Kathleen, haven't you been listening?
Betty, are you still worrying about that bracelet?
Bob, I'm not worrying about it. I simply am trying to show her our point of view.
Now, Betty, why not look at the whole thing this way?
I don't think you understand me. All my friend wants me to do is give you this bracelet and get his money back for him.
I see.
So, could I have it, please?
How about this string of genuine jade beads for $10?
Well, that wouldn't be bad. Would they be classified as jewelry?
Jewelry? Don't be foolish. Why would it be classified as jewelry?
The only thing is, he said I should get his money back. He's in a very embarrassing situation, see?
Yeah, I know all about it. His girl is marrying someone else.
She is?
You mean she isn't?
Oh. Well, gee, it's worse than that.
What happened? She died?
She died? Why, yes, sir. And he's going to get her something else. I mean, he wants his money back.
His money back? He doesn't want to get something nice for himself?
He wants his money back. And look, I've got to phone this girl right this minute.
I thought she was dead.
She is, but I want to warn her. I mean, her family, that she isn't going to get... I mean... It's very bad news.
How about a pen and pencil set?
Look, haven't I made it clear? He wants his money back.
Listen, I got a brother that's got a store up the street. How'd you like to take a look at what he's got?
Kathleen, I don't think it's very nice of you to sulk on your birthday.
I'm not sulking, Mother. I just don't feel like talking to anybody.
Biddy, what were all those phone calls you've been taking for the last couple of hours?
Frankly, Bob, they were all friends of ours, wanting to know if we were really going to let Kathleen accept that bracelet.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Kathleen.
The girl's right. It's nobody's business but ours.
But as a matter of fact, I think it shows a very healthy interest. And incidentally, Agnes Lawson's mother called.
Why?
Well, they heard this afternoon somehow that Homer's planning to give Agnes an expensive bracelet, too.
What stand are they taking?
Well, to tell the truth, Bob, the Lawson family is split wide open.
Well, which are they against, the bracelet or Homer?
Oh, my goodness, that must be Henry right now.
Now, remember, Kathleen, above everything else, you're a lady.
Mother, won't you please change your mind?
Now, dear.
Kathleen, don't run to the door. Walk like a lady.
I'm walking, Father.
Hi, Kathleen. Many happy returns of the day.
Thank you, Henry. Won't you come in?
Okay. Are your folks home?
Oh, yes. Mother and Father just went out to the kitchen. Shall we go into the living room?
All right. I've got a little present here for you.
For me, Henry?
The only thing is, before I give it to you, I want to tell you something.
Well, Henry, first, before you tell me anything, I feel I ought to say something to you.
You do? What about?
About that present you have there. Henry, frankly, it was awfully sweet of you to get me a bracelet. I mean...
Well, look, Kathleen, do you mind if I tell you something? Here's the way everybody feels about it.
Kathleen?
Yes, Mother?
Will you step out here to the front hall, please?
Yes, Mother, only I think you're unnecessarily worried because I give
you
my...
Kathleen, I haven't accused you of anything. I simply want to speak to you.
What about, Mother?
Well, your father and I have just been talking with Agnes Lawson's folks again. And since they're apparently going to let Agnes accept her bracelet from Homer, then I guess we'll have to let you keep Henry.
Mother!
You can explain it isn't to mean one single thing. That at best, it's only a birthday present.
Oh, yes, Mother.
But you understand the circumstances.
Oh, yes, Mother, of course I do. Oh, Henry!
Yes, Kathleen?
Thank you, Mother. Thank you very much.
Don't thank me. Thank your father.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry to keep you waiting like this, Henry. What was it you were going to say about that present you have?
Well, I tell you, why don't we just wait?
Well, we don't have to do a thing like that, Henry.
Well...
Henry, sometimes when a boy gives a girl something, it's completely misunderstood. You know what I mean?
It is?
But if a girl is sensible and realizes that it's just a present without any special sentiment connected with it...
Just the same, Kathleen, I think... No, I don't think I'd better give you this.
Well, Henry Aldridge, you mean I've got to make you give me that?
You mean you're going to take it?
But Henry, I can hardly wait to open it.
I don't think you're going to like it, though.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, and I know what you've done. You put it in this big box to fool me.
But, Kathleen, it isn't a bracelet.
It isn't? It isn't? I mean, it really isn't a bracelet?
No. Do you want to give it back?
Oh, no. My goodness, if a girl is sensible about what a person gives her, it really doesn't make any difference what it is. I mean, I don't understand how I happen to think...
You can go ahead and open it if you'd like.
All right. My goodness, what is it?
It's a book.
A book? Well, isn't that nice?
It's leather.
Leather? Henry Tennyson, the poems of Lord Tennyson.
Sure. The bookstore was the only store still open.
Oh, Henry, of all the things you could have given me, anything else, well, it would have been just another present. But Lord Tennyson, do you know what happened to my mother?
You like it? You mean you really like it?
Henry, as long as I live, it's going to mean more to me than anything I own. And would you write something on the flyleaf, please?
Sure, only my handwriting isn't very good.
Well, that part isn't important. Just take your fountain pen and write, so many worlds, so much to do, so little done, such things to be.
Why be upset? Didn't you get Agnes that other present instead of a bracelet?
Sure, Henry. I got a Lord Tennyson in gilt edge. Just as you said to. And I wrote in it, so many worlds, so much to do, so little done, such things to be.
And didn't she like it?
Sure, she was crazy about it.
Well, gee whiz, why be upset?
Because she wanted to know whether such things to be didn't mean she was still going to get the bracelet.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.